Rising Radio presents No Host Bars.
Conversation, her mind was on so much else. This is a father's warning, a promise that if anything ever happens to my son, that if you ever graze his beautiful face with billy club or bullet, confuse taser for pistol and write it up in your report as you label it an accident. I swear I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger that you would have thought that God or Samuel L. Jackson turned psycho. Something needs to change with some of these police officers that have hatred in their holsters, but this poem is not the spark of change. This is a father's warning, letting you know as a black father, I've done everything in my power to make sure that my son does not get shot by you, so I'm asking you to do everything in your power to make sure that you do not shoot him, to serve and protect him. You will not make me like Trayvon Martin's father because I am not that strong of a man. I am weak and reckless. I do not have the time to sit in a courtroom listening to testimony that tests my patience from a prosecutor that normally sends little black boys to prison, hoping that he'll be on our side to get it right. I do not have time to see if you will get it right. You will never convince me that it took an illegal Radio Raheem chokehold to take down my son. Forget that. I am his father. I play wrestle with him all the time, so I know exactly how strong he is. His mother will not yell no, scream why, and if the day ever comes, she comes to me with tears in her eyes, weakness in her lungs, no hope or breath in her wings, asking me, begging me, baby, do something. As God is my witness, I will snap, strike, scream, forget a march, I will fly off the hinges, release the kraken, turn into the same beast that you thought my son was when you pulled the trigger, scratch that, turn into the same beast you were when you pulled the trigger on my son. My son name will not be used as a chant or a war cry. My son's face will not be used as a mural on the cover of t-shirts. My son will not have me and his mother dressed in all black holding a picture of him on magazines. My son is not a beast. My son is not a threat. My son will bury me. I will not bury my son. My son. Trey just turned 17. Light enough to be considered a pretty boy, but dark enough to be called a suspect. And I know you're probably asking, do we get this upset when it's a black on black crime? No. Because something seems so disgusting, knowing that my hard-earned tax dollars are being used to hire an assassin to put a hit out on my son. I was once told that the only time that you should take a child away from his parents is at birth by the medical staff. And as soon as they're finished with him, they return him back to his parents. So if you see my son at a routine traffic stop or just walking down the street, I'm asking you, I'm begging you to make sure that you're able to return him back to his parents. This is not a poem. This is a father's warning.
This beat rounds on us. Uprising Radio presents No Host Bars.
Dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With a groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we I
back and forth. Don't tell me now. Do you promise the funk? The whole funk, nothing but the funk.
Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we believe in. Here's my chance to dance my way out of my constriction.
Yeah.
can't stop us now.
My greatest asset, stories yet to be told, legends made, crafted hearts of generations, kings, queens, folklores, the sun's destiny, living icons you be, melanin earth tones, these beautiful minds gave life to me. Woman, your intellect is my greatest asset. Now, hold me, keep me warm inside of you. Will you kiss my lips that I may taste the depths of you? The longing you so desired lives in me, my imagination and sweet temptations wanting you. When you kissed my lips, I knew complicated passions. Next poet.
What are you going to do? Because those bodies, bargaining chips have been shredded like slips of paper. The seductively shedding hips won't do. Remember Me Too? Movement? He raped her? There is no mental restitution, because men still revel in prostitution. Don't get your business crossed. There is no innocence lost. You have your sheepskin embossed, stamped, and sealed with approval. You prove you will go through some shit, but this, but now, I mean right now that you're out, are you going to become some video game slouch or increase the game's clout? Are you going to be a social media profile with no wiles? Oh, wow. Now, there is physical labor, you know. Walking up to a table saying, may I take your order, sir, or ma'am, but damn, maybe you'll be knee-deep in someone's basement wastewater. What you gonna do? Collegiate freedom got you away from home. But most all individuals try and sway you some, persuade you some, evade you some. Go on, say something like, yeah, ma, yeah, dad, most likely neither one you ever had. Oh, trust me, you're going to hear worse. When your friends get you veering off course like mothers never curse their daughters, what you going to do if that's your best offer? What you best do is get off that couch. Release that grouch in your soul. Check your mate if you're bold. Accepting fate as it is, man, fuck that biz. All I'm saying is, shit, be the whiz. Shit, rock behind the curtain, but be certain. Because the world as it is will take you out. Better check your drink out. You were taught to think. What you gonna do? Mwah, I love you, but you just can't lie around here, Tank. Yeah, and about those dishes in the sink. Now don't give me that Hebrew slave shit. That brethren were brave and survived on those grave ships. Don't digress into less than what you want to be. No one truly wants nothing and nothing's free. Congratulations on graduating, but what you going to do? Partake of your fate or just front for your crew? Next artist.
Never the reconsideration. She's the natural fact. Forever the combination of beauty and class. Behold, royalty at its finest, sold and bought. Dubbed as the most sought, plagued as the most fought,
I wish I could rewrite our history. Only if our freedom would have rang for myself and my queen, would have been a masterpiece for the world to see in today's time. Let's rewind. I'd like to translate the ancient scrolls to free our mind, vanquish every Willie Lynch, rebrainwash the ignorant, get back to our greatest pride. Cherish you until the end of time. I like to harness the power of the Nile. Cultivate every diamond for my beautiful bride. Lay at your feet the finest of flowers as we gaze at the asteroid showers, renaming every star after you. I'll give you the only truth, be the living proof exactly of what love should be. You deserve every pearl in the seven seas. Every gold medallion should grace your image. See, I like to relive our past. Change every chapter of our world circumstance. Start anew on this very planet. Go back to when our kingdoms was made of granite. Be your glorious king that defeats the savage that wanted to keep our minds captive. Perhaps we could turn our habits into this humble, happy reality where humans live in peace. With the rightful ruler, the world would surely see you're the better part of me. Attached to the rib, seeking the best for everyone's kid, educating the weak-minded soul to live this way again. May God give me the strength of 1,000 men to protect you from harm. The racist devil has never been our friend. I'll perish them all. May they never touch your beautiful brown skin. May I muster the courage to shield everyone you love from a food shortage. Let's share our divine blessings and lessons. Teach love and forgiveness to the wicked. May their hearts fill with the same spirit that we'll have. Motivate the masses to be humble and glad that we've crumbled all stereotypes that a black man has ever had. Call it a comeback. Africa, one nation, proudly restored on the global map, the national order of things reinstated, parades in honor of how we made it. All hail to the queen. This must be celebrated, an elated group of people, beautifully orchestrated. This wonderful fact, take a minute and just imagine that. The whole wide world ruled by enlightened blacks, accomplished, intelligent leaders on the scene, all being loved by wonderful, beautiful, envisioned queen. In peace.
I find it stereotypical, even quite quizzical, how my elliptical access has detoured from the cipher, rising to an evolutionary change, stationary, unwilling to remain. My voice lost in a whirlwind of years, of tears and fears of reproduced Picassos and Van Goghs, picturesque woes of bitter starry nights and still lies. Need to find the solace of my plexus to regain the trust, to receive the lust of truth misplaced in the last brother's vibe. His disguise a full masquerade, equipped with a harlequin's face. I love to erase the past, though it's made me who I am. But to question my circumstantial mind, constantly looking for the malignant and benign, humored rumors I've heard, and the naive bullshit I've endured, spreading systemically along my nerve, not saying I want or deserve sympathy nor empathy from any path crossed. However, a little consolation through this consultation at no cost. Two, you can criticize, try to recognize in me what I won't deny. Mistakes renamed experiences, consequences became unlimited. and I even thought the Lord didn't leave his footprints in the sands of the hourglass. No focus on my goals. Only when alone do I reach the middle and center myself and flow like water, only to rediscover who I am. Illuminating, captivating with words, sentimental, not judgmental, at times frantic, a hopeless romantic, knowing my beliefs are prevalent, relevant to this poetical, lyrical cause. I'm content with educational academics, not society's gimmicks of what to wear, how to style my hair, or the curves in my physique. I am mystique and alluring, seductively securing any tendencies I have within me, inside you. This epiphany is a truism, ejaculated lyricism. Damn, I'm beginning to understand, to comprehend the origins of insertion to the mental cortex, the vortex of an abyss, of infinite rhymes, of iambic pentameters or outside parameters. You can't confine or redesign this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful blueprint of spoken word. Can only adapt to my environment, a chameleon. This poetess of Zion is who I am. Till next piece.
If your intention is to have sex with someone, whether they want you to or not, if a drunken kiss is the most consent you've got, if he tells you he has a woman, but you grab him by the balls, if you have to hold her drunk ass up to fuck her in bathroom stalls, if you can make him switch to women instead by forcing him down and giving him head, if you sit on his face while he is sleeping, knowing full well that it's male company he's keeping, if you insist on seeing a person's private parts to see where the penis ends and the new pussy starts, if you get it in your head that all's fair game if it hits your bed, or that you have special rights once you're legally wed, or that you made them so you own them until they or you are dead. If I said I'd do it, but I pass out first, you may have to wait. Now, who does that hurt? It really won't matter if your intentions were true. If you don't have consent, the rapist is you. And that's that piece.
They say the goodness in life belongs to those who believe. So I believe. Yes, I start to think, and then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I skate when I finish the rhyme. And yo, I start to think, and then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I skate. When I finished, my pop said he was in love when he made me. Thought about it for a second, wasn't hard to see. I could hear he was sincere, was a game of promotion. The entire affair's probably charged with emotion. When love caught your heart, I guess you got the pursuit. 12-11-7-3, my life is testament. Freeze of beneficent, element that breath. Devoid in the form to make love manifest. I spent my early years in Roosevelt Project. It was a bright valley with some dark prospects. In 83, Benny C was the host with the most. I listened to the Rap Attack and held the radio close. I listened to the Rap Attack and held the radio close. This was far before the days of high glamour and post. Hey yo, power from the streetlight made the place dark. I know a few understand what I'm talking about. It was love for the thing that made me want to stay out. It was love for the thing that made me stay in the house. Spending time writing rhymes, trying to find words to describe the vibe that's inside the space. Where you close your eyes and screw your face. Is this the pain of too much tenderness to make me nod my head in reverence? Should I visit this place in remembrance to build landmarks here as evidence? Nighttime spirit shook my temperament to write rhymes that betray this sentiment. We live the now for the promise of the infinite. We live the now for the promise of the infinite. And we believe in the promise.
Love, 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 love,
yes, y'all, and we don't stop. Because I start to think, and then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I skate when I finish the rhyme. I got love, L-O-V-E, and I'll be. Love, L-O-V-E to MC, get love, L-O-V-E and I be. Love, L-O-V-E, I MC, get love, L-O-V-E and I be. Love, L-O-V-E to MC, get love, L-O-V-E and I be. The M-O-S-D-E, infinitely, check it out, y'all.
Make rhymes and beats.
Can you feel
the raw deal? It's all wheel driven.
Right.
Contemplate the essence of beats, rhymes, and living. Beats aligned with the rhythm.
Right.
Designed with the rhythm.
Is
an eye keeping good time with the rhythm. I shine with the rhythm. The Black Star Galacticus, your big number fleeting. We ancient like the Abacus.
After us,
I see must proceed to be trees, sprouting leaves, giving breeze to the we who believe.
I am see,
which means I must cultivate the herb straight back, hard beats and hard work. I beat the funky drummer to soften the hard earth.
Amen.
Pray Allah keep my soul and heart clean.
Amen.
Pray the same thing again for all my team.
Restoration
for green.
Head on out to Queens.
Uptown.
The boogie down.
Yo, just look around.
Shook up the world.
Like Ali in 6'3".
Right.
I'm reaching a height that you said could not be.
Woo.
I'm bringing the light, but you said we can't see. Saw the new day coming.
It looks just like me.
Sun burst through the clouds.
My photo ID.
I bring light to your day
and raise your degree.
The universal magnetic. You must respect it. From end to beginning.
Bright
shoot and leather. Ever changing but sustaining. Magnificent. Building it now for the promise of the infinite. Building it now for the promise of the infinite. Because I start to think and then I sink. To the paper, like I was ink. When I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I skate when I finish the rhyme. I got love, L O V E and I B. Love, L O V E to M C. Get love, L O V E and I B. Love, L O V E to M C. Get love, L O V E and I B. Love, L O V E to M C. Get love, L O V E and I B. The M O S D E infinite.
They pesticide us as if we were weeds. Filled our streets with gunshot weekends. Stolen cities now victims sold in ghetto life. Indigenous graveyards now cities of walking dead. Like a virus, they ethnic cleansing. Truth be history's lies. They will tell how it ended. For the least among us makes poet.
Body your brains, what am I looking for? It's kind of hard these days finding the queen. So I had to ask myself, just what does that mean? Because I like certain things and some not too worldly. But is she worthy or just satisfying a need? Nah, that just ain't gonna do it. I know for myself there's a lot more to it. So let me check my approach. Am I one of those seeking the superficial? Are the physical attributes what I'm really into? Am I attracted or distracted by a social norm? Now, I don't mean no harm, but in a natural form, don't truly suit my male hormones. Now, does she turn me on? Is that where I'm wrong, wanting the queen to just be turned on? Has the injection of plastic and asses duped me into wanting nothing more than their assets? Selling my mind, thinking I must have this. Now I have this misogynistic view of what women should do. I may have a thing for shoes, but if that ain't you, do I lose and choose another? Is it wrong for a brother to like what he likes, or are we all on that tempting apple bite? Is she just a walking presentation showing false expectations? What are the limitations? I can't say, hey, dress this way, and you should look more like Beyonce. And what does that say about me? Am I swayed by what's shown on TV or BET or believe the hype on TMZ? But it's not just me. There are scores of media whores whose values are nothing more than the advertisements that pushed on the sales floor. But back to what I'm looking for, a queen. It seems it doesn't mean a thing if it don't have no bling. It's all about material, ethereal, physical things, the latest fad. Can't any of that make me a good dad or just a father who doesn't bother with the children a mother's had? It's sad what's happened to the dating game. Face-to-face has been replaced by texting things, and respect should remain the same. We're seeing parts before we know our names. Whispering his sisters, yelling, can I get witches? The queen I seek but a whisper. Substance or physical attributes, what do I choose or do I dismiss her because she's not cute? Let me check my approach. Shall I greet her like a job interview? Solid introductions and a how are you? An eye contact with a clear spoken purpose. Can I free my mind and not think of how I can work this? Rendering my conversation absolutely worthless, let me check my approach. Is the woman in line at the store with a handful of coupons trying to feed four sweats and sneakers on? No eyeliner on her peepers? Or is it the same lady in painted face, heels, and a skirt showing off her shape? A visual escape or a matter of taste, because the queen is both these things. Am I a surface dweller or behind the scene? Let me check my approach. Next artist.
Jealousy and envy must be a learned behavior. Setups and distractions put in place so no one can save us, not even from ourselves. I can only imagine how they must have felt. Galvanized in a group of people below the Bible Belt. Now, Harry Tubman freed over 300,000. That number you gotta research yourself. She had to kill a scared slave dead back then. He even whispered, Massa gonna get us in the end. I know she had to weep when Negroes didn't want to be free. That's why they wept. I say again, that's why they wept. How about Marcus Garvey when he saw his people destitute and starving? Paraded every proud brother he could find. 3 million black folks standing tall in line. I bet you he had to cry when some wasn't prepared to die. I bet you said, my nigga, you're already dead. Let's go back to Africa. Full steam ahead. I wonder who was the inside man that helped out the feds, who laughed when this fancy freedom fighter ended up dead. Oh, that's why they wept. I say again, that's why they wept. How about Martin Luther King when he tried to show the world in America freedom doesn't ring? They reluctantly changed some laws because the ass was in a sling. Hey, Martin, back to Vietnam War will give you everything you're asking for. Furthermore, tell the poor to vote for Johnson. I'll send them troops for them crackers and stop them. King reneged on that deal. So, of course, they choked them out after they shot them. That's why they wept. Brothers and sisters, that's why they wept. How about Brother Malcolm X? Oh, he must have really wept. His own people shot him all up in the chat. What did he expect? Most of his friends were busting CIA checks, reaching out to the world for some common sense, threatening to put America on trial against a stacked deck. All these people had to do was set up a gun check. Oh, that's why they wept. I say again, that's why they wept. And why didn't we weep for Brother Gaddafi when he tried to unite all the African countries to unite as one nation and have a united economy? His people around him definitely got greedy. True, he's a man that gave them health care and schools memory of them all against financial ruin too. His last words, what did I do? From Black Panthers to Black Lives Matter, unless you're ready to die on camera, show the world you're ready to sacrifice the ultimate price so our children can have it twice as nice. So heal your brother, support each other, don't fall for the almighty dollar, can't be pro-black with the white man's collar. Stand for something, my brother, or die coward. That's why they wept, seeking black power in peace.
Thick and slow, as molasses in my ear, his voice drizzled over me, adorned me as decadent caramel over my dessert. I became inebriated. All I could say is, it's his ways. His eyes resonated through thighs, whispering deeper and deeper in places where chastity no longer resides. My body's in flames. I'm aroused, a sex-merized daze. His scent invades, amazed by his determination. The inspiration of his exterior has my sex feeling slightly inferior from a quiet confidence in nightly relevance to erotic positions, resulting in numerous completions through convulsions, in orgasmic spasms, and he hasn't even touched me yet. And yet, he hasn't even touched me. And in orgasmic spasms, convulsions through completions, numerous in resulting erotic positions, to nightly relevance and erotic confidence, my sex feeling slightly inferior from his exterior inspiration. Determination has me amazed. His scent invades, a sex-merized daze. I'm aroused. My body's in flame. In places where chastity no longer resides, whispering deeper and deeper through thighs, resonating in his eyes, all I could do is say is, it's his way. I became inebriated, and over my dessert, decadent caramel adorned me. His voice drizzled over me, as molasses in my ear, thick and slow. Till next piece.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I want you to walk with me. I sometimes see it in the mirror, the blood of thousands dead. I walk through life in a state of justified anger that I do my best to hide. Copper tone gives me away. My face contorts with disdain. Tears like bullets fly, and I smile as though pained into another sleeping face. Erotic fantasies of pimp slapping and throat punching make the work days just fly. I am able to quiet the rage on my side and listen to them, the blood of thousands dead, speaking wisdom in my head. In melanin whispers speak between the states of drunk and sleep, or sleep and woke, or fully awake and enlightened. I breathe their next new breath. Meanwhile, a police car near you. Another one bites the dust. Another king leaves us. So much, they say, for justice. We're going to go with one more piece from Joe Perry.
The loneliest in my loneliness. There's no black in my blues, no act in my news. I can't stay on the page to find my way. I travel in the gavel since guilty. They're trying to wilt me. Ill withers, the till shivers, money is cold. Monday is colder, brooding, I'll hold her, lifting her boulders beyond the borders of weak shoulders. This is my muck, horn free. Horn free, horn free, horny on three. Waist digging, waist digs in. Wait again for stolen moments. I wonder what that horn meant. I got a taste for some inhale. My baby can cast spells holding a note. I can only sing in hell. Schnazzy, jazzy, bells ring them cymbal things. Symbionic alcoholic on cannabis seeds. Extracellularly, boy, play them keys. And boy, slays them keys and sways the senses you listen with. Tweak them reeds just a little harder. Word martyr, fire starter, broken hearter, stolen father. Celestial barter, I got a deal on a star. My heart stays broken, a jar, barely open. A phrase I can't quote in because it's my notes I play. Yet I don't play with notions, just devotion to the pain. From Muck to Coltrane, baby, do your thing. Freudian slips in, Freudian trips. Men do crazy shit when chopping up days. Plotting up ways to keep the pot heavy. Speaking in a maze to keep the cops dizzy. Is he dead? Is he dead? Is he red from embarrassment or conceptual harassment? I don't know how to show this. Calm down, slow roll this, so respect your shit. I'll do my time in rhyming meter. Word skeeter with a beater on, allergic to prawns. I search in the wrong to find the right places. There's no second stage to this. Whose mind is engaged to this outrageousness? I'll stop paging that song. The '80s were just wrong. Step peace. Thank you.
She said she loves me, but she's leaving. Said I was still her man. I thought like Flash. That shit won't last. Silence was my next breath. Caught up in a moment of, where they do that at? Cut my feelings, felt like burning cinders. Her reasons eluded me. It wasn't a damn thing I could do. I wasn't the one opting out, trying to complicate passion. In peace.
This kid's going to be the best kid in the world. This kid's going to be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching. Every day was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
At times you want to quit. I mean literally throw in the towel. Your arms heavy, lungs burning, Truth is, these are the championship rounds. You gotta keep pushing, you gotta keep punching. Remember, all the rounds in the gym, all those laps you had to swim, all those taps to the chin. How many times you almost stopped, got clocked, but didn't drop? The haste, they hate you cause you ate that standing eight grade. The fire, the desire to go the distance, they count you out in an instant. But I knew, I know how it be. Doubt from doubters robbing you of victory. Remain clear, hold dear what it took to get you here. The path laid before you, paved by those who are laid before you. Keep focused, that victory's near, I assure you. They make you to break you, they celebrate you to hate you. Why care how the ungrateful rate you? What do winners have that losers relate to? Trying for those, never intending to succeed. We breathe what we believe, conceive what we achieve. We keep swinging till that bell start ringing. It ain't over till that fat chick starts singing. And how leaving that heart exposed makes you susceptible to body blows. How even people in my corner was telling me I was a goner. Laying in that hospital bed, my family thought I was dead. So I fight with my pride, be damned if I let some cousins aside. Every fail, every fall, every setup or setback, I was under visible, under God. The main event, no undercard, never done, see. Battle life had never won me, never knocked out, didn't even stun me. No give up, quit or split decision to leave the champ, my only prediction. When we win, we choose to claim fame. When we lose, we choose to find blame. Focus is what I'm about. Doubt will get you knocked the fuck out. Keep that lack of confidence blacked out. Losers are those never wanting to try. Failures come to those afraid to die. See, and that ring is just you. Life will test you. Shots coming to suppress you, but never let it suppress the best you.
That